Introduction. And Dariel's point of view. The void leaked. Ornate metal doors lay defeated, the Dark family's manor flashing with bursts of light.
How unbearable.
The Luminari,
Ethereal said.
Quick, before it's too late,
I said, urgency claiming me. Battle cries shook the staircase. The light beams grew brighter as swords clashed. The corridor turned and black thunder engulfed all the light, its force sending shivers down my spine.
Black magic.
Only our heavy steps could be heard now. Beyond the corridor lay 6 Luminari mages burned into a black and gray crisp. My gaze met with the man behind this sorcery. His pale face matched perfectly with his blonde hair and noble robe. Cracks took shape across my palms as the purple void glowed from them.
Time is sparse.
Weak and petrified, the man's tears ran down his cheeks, his wife slowly turning to ash at his feet. I expanded my right hand's thumb and pinky, casting a void circle beneath him, thunderous sparks freezing my target in place. Closing in, I placed my palm over his face. I inhaled, prepared for the ritual. My eyes closed, blocking out everything except my loyal sister's voice.
Andariel, he's...
I opened my eyes and noticed his skin turning dark. The blue color in his eyes succumbed to the after effects of the foul magic. With a click of my tongue, I dismissed the ritual. My hands shook. Suppressing the void had become a significant challenge. The cracks grew too big.
Andariel, your vessel won't last much longer.
My brother came next to me.
Should we?
No need, Ethereal.
Absolutely no need,
I said, my voice low.
Then what should we do?
My sister asked. I released the void circle restricting the man and walked past him as his body crumbled to the ground.
Forgive me, I couldn't protect them,
he said in a drained voice. At the end of the corridor, behind the ashes of the woman, lay a small room with 2 children asleep in their cradle.
Are you joking?
My brother burst out next to me as my gaze fell on the young boy.
I know there's no time, but this is absurd.
Dear brother,
I turned to him and gently pressed my glowing hand against his chest.
Close your eyes and focus.
Adhering to my guidance, they both ignored their eyesight and gazed deeper than what eyes could see.
By the wings, I see it,
Ethereal said, his deep voice filled with awe.
And besides, I have little choice left.
My hand radiated faint violet petals, disintegrating in the air.
Andariel, your body.
My sister gently caressed the large cracks on my back.
It's the first time this has happened.
And the first time we failed to secure the vessel.
Brother said.
Lay foundations for my return. You have 20 years,
I said, putting my hand on the baby boy's forehead. Violet light radiated across the room.
Andariel, you're disintegrating.
It's somehow different this time, but it will work,
I said, as my body dispersed and at a steady pace soaked into the boy.
The girl,
my sister picked the baby into her arms.
Do you sense it?
Yes, I do.
My brother nodded and turned towards the boy.
The Luminari faith will proceed with their execution.
We must get them to safety.
And we will do just that. Let us go, Lethalica, to lay the ground for our king's return.